Coming up today on Chatabout, we find out about the first ever Fajita Fest. It's a big fundraiser for Hope House, and Dr. Russ Lee, a member of the Hope House Board of Directors, has all the details on that and everything important going on at Hope House next on Chatabout. Chatabout is sponsored by First National Bank Bemidji, Sanford Health, and the Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji. Dr. Russ Lee, a member of the Board of Directors of Hope House. Russ, thanks for being here today.
Happy to be here.
So let's start with Hope House. As you noted, there's a couple of names that are similar, Hope House and House of Hope. Tell us what Hope House is.
It's a facility that works with people with severe and persistent mental illnesses. Those are illnesses that don't go away easily and may require some additional support.
Okay.
There's a lot of stigma in the community about people with mental illnesses, schizophrenia is perhaps particularly, and it's an undeserved thing. Most of these folks, given the right kind of circumstances, do just fine. They're productive members of the community. They have jobs. They have a safe place to live. Hope House has been very successful in keeping data on how people are doing to make sure we have enough people who have proper housing, enough people who stay away from alcohol, enough people who have a job, at least a part-time job, if not more than that, who have friendships, who have a place of support. So we care deeply about these people.
And I've been there and I've toured the facility a couple of times, very impressed with the people and the dedication and the things you do. Can you maybe open up about some of the things that Hope House does on a daily basis for people?
Well, they provide supportive services of a variety of sorts. So if a person is looking for a job, for example, they may help them find one. If they have a psychiatrist or a health practitioner they're working with already, we'll help coordinate services with that person. Many people with severe and persistent mental illnesses are socially isolated. They may isolate themselves. Imagine if you have severe depression, for example. Why would you want to be with other people? So they may isolate themselves, or they may be isolated by the community. So we try to promote friendships among those folks, so that they have somebody they can talk to and they can practice their social skills before they get out into the larger environment.
Okay. How do people get involved with Hope House?
Usually they volunteer. This is not a commitment kind of place. They are unhappy and they want to not be unhappy. They may have family members who say, we got to do something about your ongoing depression, for example. Yeah, okay, you're on medications, you're on therapy, but you're not getting better. Let's see if we can find something else for you. So often they're either self-referred or referred to by family. By the way, we provide services for family, too, because among the things that help people with mental illnesses get better is support from family. In fact, there's a strong prediction of success in treatment based on whether a person has a supportive family or not, especially for schizophrenia.
Okay. And so that's Hope House in a nutshell. How many people are involved in Hope House actually?
At any one time or
well,
how many
people you're serving and how many staff members do you have?
We have about 6 staff members, about 100 regular clients, and I could be way off on those numbers.
Okay.
I haven't looked lately, but
okay.
That would be an ignorant guess.
Well, how did you get involved with Hope House?
Well, I was in the psychology department at BSU for a long time, so I've had an
interest. I know, I've been in your classroom.
I know, you look very familiar to me. Except you get even more handsome as time goes on.
I really like you a lot, Dr.
Perceptive.
Lee. Yes, you are very perceptive. Well, and so you were there for a long time, and then this just kind of a natural thing for you to be a part of then.
Right, and it was close to retirement that I did this. And so then when I retired, it was even happier to be on the board. Keep me professionally involved in a sense. You know, most board members are not psychologists. Most board members are people with an interest in helping people with mental illness. And they come from a variety of backgrounds. And that's what we want on the board. We want people from a variety of backgrounds who can have financial knowledge, for example, who can have legal knowledge, who can have building knowledge, all sorts of backgrounds.
Okay. What is there a most common mental illness that you see?
I think if you look at percentages, the most common 2 mental illnesses are chemical dependency and depression. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Well, I mean, yeah, that seems to be the one you hear the ones you hear the most of.
Yes.
So tell me about this big event coming up.
Well, Hope House needs additional funding, like almost all nonprofits need additional funding and do some fundraising. And we haven't been big into fundraising until recently when we decided to make a serious commitment. And our first thought was to have a dance, a formal dance, bring in musicians, have people dress up, because a number of organizations do that very successfully. Mm-hmm. But when we surveyed our clientele's clientele, mm-hmm. People didn't really like dressing up. They like a more informal thing.
Okay.
So then we connected Jill at the Bed and Breakfast,
yep.
who's really good at fundraising, and she and we thought about how about fajitas? How about something at the bed and board? Bed and Breakfast, which is a beautiful facility. We can bring people in informal clothes and have great home-cooked food and scintillating conversation and being around interesting people and chatting about mental health, but about other topics as well. It seemed like it'd be a very fun kind of evening to have.
Okay, so this evening is coming up when?
It's coming up on August 10th.
Oh.
Coming right up.
Okay. And it's
at the Lake Bemidji Bed and Breakfast.
Okay, so beautiful facility.
Yeah.
With a beautiful view of Lake Bemidji.
It does.
And it's summertime, so I'm sure it'll be lovely weather.
It'll be perfect. There'll be no smoke. We're all going to stand around in a circle and suck in. That'll get rid of the smoke.
It will for the time being, anyway. So tell me a little bit about how we can get tickets, how we can get involved, and how we get there.
You can go online. Okay. Hope House has a Facebook page, and you can get tickets at the Facebook page of Hope House. You can just show up. Price is $50 per person. Kids 10 to 17, 15. Kids 9 and under, free. And there will be some kids there. I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay.
Or you can pay at the door, except it's $60 at the door.
$60 at the door, right. $50 in advance.
Yes.
And is there any specific needs Hope House has right now that you're raising money for, or is it just general expenses?
Well, one of the needs we have right now that we're focusing on is we're not building a new building, but we're converting an old garage into a meeting space. And that's requiring some funding. And we're not there yet, but we've made good progress, enough to get started. But there's more to do. Now, you've been to the facility. You know that it's an older facility, and it's seen better days.
Yeah.
What we should do someday is rip that thing down and build a brand new facility. But interestingly enough, there's a certain comfort to clients to go into that older building.
Sure.
That needs love and realize they aren't the only ones who need love. Yeah, the building does as well.
So, again, that's Thursday, August 10th, Fajita Fest. Get your tickets in advance for $50 on the Hope House website.
Yes, or come in person for $60 and pay there.
Okay. And what's the time of that? When will that be running?
So there'll be a social hour starting at 5 o'clock that goes from 5 to 6. And then there'll be a program and the dinner itself at 6 o'clock until 7:30. Now, this dinner I need to tell you about because this is not an ordinary dinner.
Oh, okay.
There's queso and guacamole and hot sauce to start off with. Chicken and beef fajitas, one or the other. Beans and rice, because, of course, you got to have beans and rice.
Yes.
And a Mexican chocolate cake for dessert.
Ooh.
So this is not just a taco. This is a full meal in elegant circumstances.
Okay.
With brilliant people around to chat with.
I believe that. That I don't doubt for a second. I know enough of you guys to know, yes, fascinating, brilliant people. That's awesome. So, again, you've been on the board shortly before you retired from BSU. When did you get to Bemidji, and how did you find your way to Bemidji?
Oh, 1973. Where were you in 1973?
Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, fourth grade, I believe. Yeah.
I came for the job, to work at the college. I'd been working as a researcher developing psychological tests for the government. And I wanted more contact with people and less with numbers.
Okay.
And so I came to teach, and I loved it. I worked in the counseling center for a while. I became director of the counseling center, became chair of the psych department. So I was not, I was teaching, but not just teaching. I got to do other stuff too that I just loved. I don't really envy the folks at BSU right now because they're going through some tough times, and they have some concerns about their jobs. But in the old days, we had a good time. We had wonderful students. We enjoyed each other's company.
Mm-hmm. No, it was four of the best years of my life. I'll grant you that for sure.
What did you major in?
Mass communications.
Well, somehow that fits.
It doesn't it, though? Well, tell me a little bit before we wrap it up, Russ. You know, if somebody is listening and maybe they haven't been diagnosed, but they feel like something's wrong, they're not happy, they just feel something's not right, what are their steps as an individual? What do they do next?
Well, call the Hope House or call the crisis line if they're in difficulty. The crisis line telephone number is 1-800-422-0045. Hope House telephone number is 218-444-6748. So if you call that number, you'll want to talk to Robin, the director, and she will drop whatever she's doing and listen to you and see if you can come up with a plan for what to do next.
Okay.
Even if you don't go to Hope House, she's the person to talk to get some ideas about what to do. It's important for people to know that even severe and persistent mental illnesses are treatable. Depression is treatable. Schizophrenia, you can learn to live a better, more comfortable, more fulfilling life and still have schizophrenia and have most or all of your symptoms disappear with proper medication. So mental illness is a horrible but treatable thing. So picture depression. The person is just not just sad. They're really, really sad. They can barely get out of bed in the morning, and they have no energy to even eat breakfast. They're so tired and sad and hopeless. Untreated depression, not severe, may last for about 3 months or so. Imagine 3 months of feeling like that. So that's the good news, is 3 months.
Yeah.
The better news is with treatment, we can get that treated much more quickly. So I hope people take advantage of Hope House or take advantage of other treatment facilities or therapies.
Okay. Yeah, I think for a lot of people, there is a stigma still, and they don't want to admit anything. And for others, they just don't know what to do, or it's hard to find the energy to do it.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Okay. Again, for those who might say, I got to call Hope House, what's the number?
Telephone number is 218-444-6748.
Okay, that's Hope House. Russ Lee is on the board of directors, and he is getting fired up for Fajita Fest coming up Thursday, August 10th at the Lake Bemidji Bed and Breakfast. Again, you can get your tickets in advance on the Hope House website or show up at the Lake Bemidji Bed and Breakfast on Thursday the 10th with your $60 and take part in this incredible night for a great cause. Russ, thank you for being here today and sharing with us.
My pleasure. Nice to see you again.
Chatabout has been sponsored by Sanford Health, First National Bank Bemidji, and the Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the dragon boat races, the duck races, whatever else you might be doing this fine summer weekend in Paul Bunyan country.